Well, we're joined by Roy Sewell, as always. Roy, thanks very much for coming here. Your thoughts, together with the changes that you made, and then toward the end, we'd like to find out a little bit about what's happening with people like Grant Shenton and other things.
Just feel like, you know, from the early start, it was a little bit of afterthoughts from Chase Town. We were slow into the game, ponderous, getting caught with ball in midfield, and weren't picking up enough second ball. Also, Notts was very isolated up top. With the two centre backs, so you know, we just had to do formational change and rattle a few cages as regards our hard work at pressurising and getting that ball back, because at the end of the day, we can't play football unless we've got the ball.
No, of course. I mean, John Shaw and Tony Davies, and specifically the number six, John Shaw, I thought was quite magnificent at the back. A goal behind,
yeah.
Pretty much within a few minutes, the change came. Is it hard in those situations? You've got three men working in the middle. Is it hard to pick one out who you're going to bring off, or was that specifically done tactically?
No, it was done tactically. I don't feel that, and Carl doesn't feel that our passing was right. It wasn't quick enough. It wasn't purposeful enough. And there was a little incident where one of the players saw the pass, didn't do it, and got nailed in our defending third. So, you know, what we can't do is keep having those little mishaps and mistakes. You know, they've got to be rectified. And if the lad can't do them himself, then obviously we're there to make those decisions for him.
Yeah, yeah. The equaliser came at a good time for us.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fortunate fact, and a great ball in, great delivery. And Notts making that little deep run, you know, across the defender. Just picked his mark, didn't he?
Yeah. Certainly did, yeah.
Roy, I'm obviously not going to pick your team for the rest of the season, but with all these suspensions, and you can clarify... Well, can we actually clarify yet? We're right in thinking that Sam Ashton is now suspended for three games.
He is, yeah.
Would be available...
For the final.
For the final, should we progress and so on. What about... is there any updates with Norton, who was sent off?
No, we've put an appeal in on that, and... like I say, you know, we're just waiting on that now. Like I say, the FA can prove me wrong, but very rarely win those appeals, as far as I'm concerned. Like, you know, they'll back the referee up to the hilt, you know, whether it's right or wrong.
Well, they are consistent, aren't they?
Yeah, consistent.
And and that would be a three-game suspension, would it?
That would, yeah.
Straight red.
Yeah, straight red.
And
yeah.
Jerome, he's definitely going to miss the final if we get there. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So we're looking with Mike Norton. He would miss. He wouldn't miss. Would he miss Saturday? Or is that?
No. He'll be there.
He'll be there on Monday, will he? So basically, he'll miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that in mind, will you consider changing the team with those suspensions in mind, starting to think ahead, or will you just?
Well,
play?
Yeah. We've already. I mean, to be honest, we already discussed little bits and bobs, like, you know, me and Carl, and but you know, we've got quality on the bench. Mm-hmm. It's not so much the quality as the blend. You know, if you can get the blend right, you know, that's it. Because, I mean, you can have the best players in the world out there, as Real Madrid have shown over a few seasons. They've got the best players in the world and they can't play together.
Yeah.
You know, so really it's just getting that little bit of a blend. And we're fortunate. We had 20 players down there today, this evening. And we could use any one of those 20, and chop and change it a little bit around, and there'd be no deficit to the team in the way it performs.
I was really pleased the way the team responded after that long unbeaten run, the defeat on Saturday, and then we were 1-0 down, and I didn't think the team looked, you know, themselves, if you know what I mean. And so I think it was great that we were able to dig in. We weren't starting to let it slide.
But to be honest, I mean, you know, what was it, 17 games, 16 games?
Yeah.
Without defeat. And to be honest, if my memory serves me right, something like two defeats in 23 games.
23 games, that's right, yeah.
That's like half a season. Two defeats in half a season. Bloody hell, if we could have replicated that at the front part of the season, you know, we'd have been running away with the league.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
We still need to perform. We can't take anything for granted. We want that second spot now. We're two games away from it. There's no reason why we can't do it if we apply ourselves in the right manner, right attitude, right work rate. You know, we've got to press these teams. It's so important. You know, made big emphasis on it at the start of the season as regards our fitness levels. They need to be up if we're going to play this type of football, because, as I said right at the beginning of this interview, if we ain't got the ball, we can't play. And we are a footballing team. If we ain't got the ball and we don't want to do the hard stuff on it, right, well, don't moan and complain about the after effects.